from one transgression resulting in condemnation. But on the other hand, the free gift, charisma, and we still don't know what it is, the free gift arose from many transgressions resulting in justification. Verse 17, we know what the gift is. For if by the transgression of the one, Adam in the garden, death reigned, that's in our daily life as unbelievers, death reigned through the one, much more those who received the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign, this is the believer will reign in life through the one Christ Jesus. So we now have a living righteousness in us as far as our life is concerned. The gift, however, is that our salvation, God gives to us the gift of righteousness. How did we receive it? We received that gift by faith. It's the only way you can receive the gift. Look at Romans 3:22. Just to get us into the momentum of our study. The gift is free. How do we receive it? Romans 3:22. Even the righteousness of God, now we know that's the gift. Now we want to know how to receive it. Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all those who believe, for there is no distinction. Look at Romans 4:3. For what does the Scripture say? And Abraham believed God,